Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. I am simply a person that likes to help others, including guiding the understanding of the language of the Bible and its social themes. For those who are interested that live in the Union City area, I am available for Bible study meetings, and I would love to have a building ministry. The name of my building ministry is can be found at charleneonline.gov, and it's for on-purpose assembly, God's purpose assembly, God in Christ purpose assembly, and I'm available for communion as well. If you're in need of salvation prayer, you can contact me as well at ministrycare@charleneonline.com. Okay. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 30, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind, and His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, spelled SHERLENESTEVENS. Available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between. Congratulations to all Stellar Award winners, and they are as follows. Category number one, Artist of the Year, Anthony Brown in Group Therapy, Everyday Jesus. Category two, Song of the Year, Anthony Brown, Worth, Everyday Jesus. Category 3, Male Vocalist of the Year, Anthony Brown, Everyday Jesus. Category 4, Albertina Walker, Female Vocalist of the Year, Tasha Cobbs, One Place Live, Motown Gospel. Category 5, Group Duo of the Year, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Everyday Jesus. Category 6, New Artist of the Year, Casey J, The Truth. Category 7, CD of the Year, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Everyday Jesus. Category 8, Choir of the Year, Charles Jenkins and Fellowship, Chicago, Any Given Sunday, Inspired People, Motown Gospel. Category 9, Producer of the Year, Anthony Brown and Justin Savage, Everyday Jesus. Category 10, Contemporary Group, Duo of the Year, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Everyday Jesus. Category 11, Traditional Group, Duo of the Year, The Rance Allen Group, Celebrate. Category 12, Contemporary Male Vocalist of the Year, Anthony Brown, Everyday Jesus. Category 13, Traditional Male Vocalist of the Year, Charles Jenkins, Any Given Sunday. Category 14, Contemporary Female Vocalist of the Year, Tasha Cobbs, One Place Live. Category 15, Traditional Female Vocalist of the Year, Tina Campbell, It's Personal. Category 16, Contemporary CD of the Year, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Everyday Jesus. Category 17, Traditional CD of the Year, Tina Campbell, It's Personal. Category 18, Urban Inspirational Single or Performance of the Year, Kirk Franklin, Wanna Be Happy, Single. Category 19, Music Video of the Year, Charles Jenkins and the Spin Singers, War, Any Given Sunday. Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Chicago. Category 20, Traditional Choir of the Year, Charles Jenkins and Fellowship for Any Given Sunday. Category 21, Contemporary Choir of the Year, J.J. Hairston and Youthful Praise, I See Victory. Category 22, Instrumental CD of the Year, Ben Tankard, Full Tank 2.0. Category 23, Special Event CD of the Year, Various Artists, Wow Gospel 2015, RCA Inspiration. Category number 24, Rap Hip Hop Gospel CD of the Year, Derek Minor, Empire, Reflection Music Group, E1 Music. Category 25, Youth Project of the Year, God's Gift and Soldiers Youth Choir, Through the Fire and Flood. Category 26, Quartet of the Year, The Rance Allen Group, Celebrate. Category 27, Recorded Music Packaging of the Year, Denise Trotman and Connie Trentivelis for Everyday Jesus, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Category 28, Praise and Worship CD of the Year, Tasha Cobbs, One Place Live. James Cleveland Lifetime Achievement Award, Olanda Draper for Posthumously, if I'm saying it correctly. Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones Legion Award, Legend Award, Willie Joe Legion, Thomas A. Dorsey, Most Notable Achievement Award, Dr. Mary Beth Gentry and the Thomas A. Dorsey Foundation. Gospel Radio of the Year winners, Major Market of the Year, Praise 104.1, Washington, D.C., Ron Thompson. Large Market of the Year, Heaven 600, Baltimore with Lee Michaels. Medium Market of the Year, Praise 104.7, Richmond, Reginald Baker. Small Market of the Year, WIM, 1300 AM, Trenton, New Jersey, Ed Long. Internet Station of the Year, All Nations Radio, allnationsradio.net, Bishop Samuel McGill III. Gospel Announcer of the Year, Tracy Bethia Bodie, WHAL in Memphis, Tennessee. So congratulations to all winners. Okay, so for additional community announcements, today is the state of Montana's birthday. Tomorrow we remember Esther, Florida, of Good Times, Esther Roll, Minnie Ripperton, Rudolph, and Dwight Heavy D. Myers. And it's Alfre Woodard's birthday. Wednesday, we remember Dorothy Dandridge. And it's Sandy Peppa Denton, Roxanne Chanté's birthday. Thursday is the state of Washington's birthday, along with Sinbad and Miranda Lambert. We remember Gerald Levert. Friday, in theaters, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. And it's Leonardo DiCaprio, Peter Paros, and Demi Moore's birthday. Oh, I do apologize for the errors with the birthday announcements. Just One moment. Looking at the long list. Everyone makes mistakes, right, folks? All right, audience family. Okay, for Monday, today is Wanda Sykes' birthday. Tomorrow is Boris Kodjoe's birthday, and it's Avon's Global Day of Representative Appreciation, as well as International Women's Day. Wednesday, we remember Sam Simon, co-creator of The Simpsons and Big Smalls, and it's also Bow Wow's birthday. Thursday is Justin Timberlake, Kiki Wyatt, Robin Thicke, and Carrie Underwood's birthday. Friday, in theaters, The Perfect Match, The Young Messiah, Grimsby, and it's Terrence Howard, Liza Minnelli, and Sylvia Roan's birthday. Saturday is Al Jarreau's birthday. Sunday is Common's birthday, and also Daylight Saving Times begins. Spring forward 1 hour. In our prayers box, we have former First Lady Nancy Reagan's family and friends. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath and slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household. Upon generation, in Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 30, verse 1. Ready? My audience, let's begin our read-along. And Hezekiah sent to all of Israel and Judah and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. For the king had taken counsel, and his prince, and all the congregation in Jerusalem to keep the Passover in the second month. For they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently. Neither had the people gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. pausing for a moment, gathering themselves together as a community in unison. They hadn't gathered themselves accordingly. They weren't concerned about their neighbor. Could care less about their neighbor. Amen? Continuing with verse 4. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation. So they established a decree to make proclamation throughout all of Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem. For they had not done long time in such sort as it was written. Pausing for a moment. How is it possible, folks, that the traditional ceremony of the Passover was forgotten all about? Maybe there were a few that could recall about the ceremony or the traditions of the community area of God's chosen people. And that's why God continuously in his word expresses to repeat to other generations upon generations the importance of keeping his traditions. He only had a few traditional ceremonies that he expressed to his chosen people to participate in, as well as the laws, the Ten Commandments. And then in the New Testament, we find a new law, which was to love. So that was an additional law. Okay, so continuing with verse 6. So the post went with the letters from the king and his friends throughout all of Israel and Judah, and according to the commandment of the king, saying, Ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. And be not ye like your fathers, and like your brethren, which trespass against the Lord God of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as you see. Pausing for a moment. So that's what happened, folks. Those people who did remember, God's chosen people, refused to participate in the traditional ceremony of the Passover. Continuing with verse 8. Now, be ye not stiff-necked, as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him. Pausing for a moment, so we could say that would be pursuing the straight and narrow path, or pursuing in the right path, as some faith believers might say. So the post passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun. But they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, divers of Asher and Manasseh and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king and of the prince by the word of the Lord. And there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month, a very great congregation. And they arose and took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense took they away, and cast them into the brook Kidron. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month, and the priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves,
and brought in the burnt offerings into the house of the Lord. And they stood in their place after their manner, according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priest sprinkled the blood, which they received of the hand of the Levites, for there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passover for everyone that was not clean, to sanctify them unto the Lord. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim, and Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon every one that prepareth his heart to see God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary.
Pausing for a moment. This is similar, very similar to the New Testament of the Holy Communion, where people that generally do not say that they're Christians or that they're saved should not partake in the communion ceremony. Most communions are done per month or once a year, depending on the faith, depending on the denomination. So here we have where they're asking the question, are you cleansed? Are you clean? Do you have clean hands? Is your heart purified and to accepting all of the activities of the ceremony? So you have to purify yourself. Even if you're in a church building and you're worshiping with other faith believers, before you enter, you should always purify your heart, because Satan can be anywhere. And not only Satan, but God can also tempt you as well when you enter into a building ministry. And so you need to go in with a purified heart, because we don't fight flesh and blood. We fight demonic powers in high places. Or let's say, for example, you said, okay, you know, you're having a good morning, you get all dressed up, and you're ready to go to church to praise and worship and to hear a sermon, and, you know, everything's going all well. And then as soon as you enter into the building, you might see somebody that you hadn't seen in a while or that you don't like, and then that could destroy your praise and worship. So you have to purify yourself when you go into a sanctuary, when you go into a holy place, when you participate or partake in Christian faith-believing activities. So let's repeat the verse. That prepareth his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. Verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people and the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem, kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. And Hezekiah spake comfortably unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Lord. And they did eat throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings and making confession to the Lord God of their fathers. And the whole assembly took counsel to keep other 7 days. And they kept other 7 days with gladness. For Hezekiah, king of Judah, did give to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep. And the prince gave to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep. And a great number of priests sanctified themselves. And all the congregation of Judah, with the priests and the Levites, and all the congregation that came out of Israel, and the strangers that came out of the land of Israel, and that dwelt in Judah, rejoiced. They gave praise. They worshipped God, during the Passover ceremony. So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem. And our last verse for this discussion, well, we'll continue with beginning with first verse of chapter 31, and then we'll stop for this broadcast. Okay? So chapter 30, with the last verse, verse 27. Then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. Now, when all this was finished, all of Israel that were present went out to the cities of Judah and brake the images in pieces and cut down the groves and threw down the high places and the altars out of all of Judah and Benjamin and Ephraim also and Manasseh until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned, every man to his possession and to their own cities. And we're going to stop right there until next time, and we'll continue with chapter 31 of 2 Chronicles, beginning with verse 2. Chapter 31, verse 2. Okay? Thus ends the reading of God's Word. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead if you feel led. Read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends if you are a new reader of the Holy Bible. Okay? This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at charleneonline.com. where you will find other family-friendly amusements, as well as my messages in regards to assembly care. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen. To the one who keeps us from going astray, we thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.